Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. Message is entitled, That the Man of God May Be Perfect, and comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Before we bring Brother Griffin on, I'd like to ask for anyone who has a prayer request to press the number 1 on your phones at this time, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request.
Thank you. This is Brother McFall.
Just asking for prayers for myself to that God continues to heal me from the shot that I've taken, and just continue healing for my daughter, Janae, for her back, and just continue to look out for those that's on the highways and byways. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit, and I'm asking God to keep a hedge of protection around my sons and grandsons. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon the heart of Brother Griffin to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of prayer, words of encouragement, excuse me, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you such a warm welcome and introduction. Certainly, I want to be mindful of those who have prayer requests and are going through abnormalities in their lives. Be trusting God will provide for them and deliver them as well. Today's words of encouragement, that the man of God may be perfect. And no doubt the setting is a word of encouragement that's coming from the Apostle Paul to the preacher, evangelist Timothy. And as he encourages him, beginning at verse 15, he says, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What a wonderful way to encourage one of your mentees, one of your spiritual recruits, one of your children in and by the gospel of Christ. As a preacher of the gospel, we too continuously need to be encouraged. And let us know that we have all the tools that we need to be an effective man of God, that is a preacher of the gospel or a gospel preacher. Oftentimes, we find that we're wondering, is the Bible sufficient, adequate? Is the Bible all we need to be an effective churchman, evangelist, teacher, minister, or a ministry leader? And we buy all types of books, motivational books, books on encouragement. I recall a time I had quite close to 500 books in my library. This is some 30 years ago. And one day I decided to pack all of my books away and just had the Bible only and maybe the Vines Bible Dictionary and a Strong's Concordance, because I was getting confused and discouraged by going to commentaries, going to what other men have written and said on the matter, instead of going to the Bible first and only first. And I was becoming very confused because I was going by what the other man said when I needed to be focused on what the Bible says. Where Paul told Timothy, all Scripture given by inspiration of God is beneficial or proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instructions, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. This passage theologically teaches the all-sufficiency of the Scriptures. In other words, if you decide to be a man of God or a woman of God, you're going to teach and evangelize. The only book that you truly need is the Word of God. I know David was told in Psalms 119, 105, the Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. That is, all David said from which he needed was the Word of God. Nothing else was needed. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Whichever direction I choose to go, or I choose path I choose to follow, the word of God is all I need to get me where I'm headed. So oftentimes we wonder just how much God knows that we don't know. And when we're open to God's truth, God can lead us in some paths, ways that we would never imagine ever going. And so I want to encourage everyone today that whether it's a female or a male who you're doing the work of God, that we need to rely solely, primarily, that is, upon the Word of God. At the present, matter of fact, started this past Monday, I started taking a course in Hebrew. I have two courses to take, and around about August, I take two Greek courses. And for many years, I've been very hesitant and very reluctant to do either. But I'm open-minded to learning new things, and then I know I will benefit, and I could pass some of that knowledge on to someone else. But even at that, and then I did do introductory studies of Greek years ago, and the different books that are out on Greek Englishman translation to English, you find that a multiplicity of debates and arrogance who translated the Bible right, which version is most accurate, that not only confused me, but it frustrated me as to who translated it the best. I used to compare it to doctors or lawyers. Everybody boasts upon, get this lawyer, get that doctor. They're just human as well. They make mistakes. They're practicing law and they're practicing medicine. And many people go to jail that even though they think they have the best lawyer, and many people die because they feel they have the best doctor. But the same comes true when we have Greek scholars and Hebrew scholars, and they are arrogant, think they translated the best, but everyone got what they have from someone else. They are not the primary source. And that's why I like to give allegiance and honor to the Word of God, because as we see it in the English language, the primary source. And we need to trust the fact that all Scripture was breathed out from God. The same one who breathed the world into existence, he breathed out his word. And it is profitable for teaching, for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. That word perfect also means complete. And so as ministers of Christ, as preachers, teachers, preacher wives, Sunday school teachers, let us be more focused upon what the Bible says on a matter than what some other writer that written some book has said. Yes, be open-minded to learning new knowledge. Yes, be open-minded to researching different perspectives, but more so, let's spend more time studying the pages of inspiration that we know are divine, that we know to be true. And, of course, you know, you have your multiplicity of versions out there, and you have to just compare and contrast the different versions that are there, but in the English. But I'd like to encourage you that regardless pretty much of what version it may be, you will be close enough to truth that you can provide or proclaim truth to those who need to hear the truth. So as words of encouragement this morning, and remember that, and this is another passage that I've used to encourage my young people in this Christian school that I work, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which have the ability or the power to bring you to salvation by providing you with the wisdom that will lead you to faith through Christ Jesus. So keep that in mind, that the Word of God gives you the necessary wisdom that you can obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for Brother McFall, who called in on this morning. We hope and trust that you be with him and you heal him in such a way that he can recognize it, that only you is the one that has brought him back to a stable level of health. And his daughter, I believe, Janine, that you be with her in a very special way, that you throw your love, arms of protection around her, and that you be with Miss Brenda, who called in from Chicago, that whatever her challenge in life may be, that you step in and be there and be her rock and her safe place, that she can rely upon you and call upon you in her time of need. And also Sister Danielle, who requests prayers we have for the truck drivers and all the brothers and sisters in Christ who are braving the elements of nature to be an influence in others' life. We ask that you restore them, place them on safe ground, and give them a ready mind of that they can be careful on the road, observing the other drivers that are out there. We ask these things in the Son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen.